Welcome everybody, Shia number 1045. We're learning today Lilul Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbanu Zisel. The Lilul Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shlema Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel Shetakav Rafu Shlema B'Sach Shecholi Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer, uprooting, reaping, and so on. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about various different issues which come up on grass, in reference to walking on grass, running on grass. Okay, so we establish the fact, walking on grass, no problem. Chabas says straight out, there's no issa to walk on grass. We said even running on grass, no problem. And we said even tall grass, the Mishnah Berurah explained to us, even tall grass to walk barefoot, whereby it could be that it gets stuck between the toes, even that's not a problem. The only thing that does come up now that is a machlokes between the Bir Halacha actually and the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is if the grass is tall, you have tall grass, and the person's takik barefoot, and they're walking quickly, or they're running. Actually, forgetting the barefoot for a minute, we spoke about the barefoot stuff separately, but walking quickly, walking fast, running, walking very fast, so then, even without the barefoot, regular shoes, a person's walking on tall grass, right? So that, the Bir Halacha Taka says one should be careful. He says, the Havei Psik Reisha, he brings down again in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Divrei Maskil Mutar Leilech Al Gavi Yosavim, so he says in the, towards the end, over there, there's a Bir Halacha that Tavi Psekresha Kagan Shu Hailech, one goes Bimeheri, one goes quickly, right? Verats, either they walk very quickly, Verats, or they're going to run. Al Gabe Yasavim, he doesn't talk about barefoot, but Al Gabe Yasavim, Vasavim Hemaruchim, and it's tall, they're walking on the grass. It's tall grass, but they're walking quickly. It had nothing to do with the barefoot. We spoke about the barefoot issues. Now talking about regular walking, tall grass, but the person's going quickly or they're running. So says the Bir Halacha Taka Ba'oz, the Oz, Bevadai Efshish La'yil Nitlashim. Oh, that says the Bir Halacha, that would Taka be a problem because it's impossible to say that a person's not going to come to tear out grass. In other words, like we spoke about last year, it becomes a psikration. It's going to happen inevitably, automatically, right? I'm running, even though I have my shoes, good, but it's tall grass, and I'm walking very fast, or I'm running, and I'm going to come, it's automatically, I'm going to be tearing out the grass, so it's taka runs into a problem. Okay, so now the Aruch HaShulchan argues, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't say that, you can't make up new chidushim. Okay, this is how he brings it down, Keneged the Bir Halacha, but I just want to read it from the Aruch HaShulchan, the whole paragraph, a small little paragraph, he sums up the whole thing, very important to keep in mind. In the Aruch HaShulchan, it could be found in Simen Shin Lamed Vov, Simen or Ois Chaf Aleph, he says like this, Mutar Leilech Al Gabei Yasavim, B'Shabbos, one is allowed to walk, regular walking on grass, no problem, Deloy Gozri Rak Be'ilan, there's the only gezeros which we have, which we find, in reference to uprooting items, whereby Chazal said, you're not allowed to do certain things, it's only in reference to trees, like we said, hanging things on trees and so on, and the fruits falling down from the tree we spoke about, so we're going to see more about that. So over there, there's certain gezeiros midrabbanan, what but one can't do in reference to a tree, because shema yalav yitlash, a person might go and pull off a branch, or these type of things. Okay, v'loi chashin and shema derech hilucha yitlash echad min rasav, we're not afraid, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that whereby somebody's walking on grass, we're going to uproot some grass. Mishum de ene It's not going to happen automatically. Even though it happens here and there, a piece gets torn out, it's no problem and it's still allowed. But like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, one has to be careful not to take it off with the hands that we spoke about last year. Okay, so now the Aruch HaShulchan goes further and says, whether it's tall grass or kesarim, whether it's tall grass or long grass, doesn't make a difference, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It doesn't make a difference if a person's going with their shoes or if they're going barefoot, no problem. Now says the Aruch HaShulchan, not just all that, but it doesn't make a difference if you're going walking regular or you're going fast. It doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to walk on grass. Doesn't matter tall grass, doesn't matter short grass. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no problem. You're allowed to walk on grass. Okay, and then he says further, I just mentioned, Aruchim Oiketzarim, which is long grass or short grass. It doesn't make a difference, long grass or short grass. Okay, all these things, no problem. So it says, Aruch HaShulchan finishes off. By the way, it's a very interesting thing. You don't really find too often, very rarely do you find that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes something from the Mishnah Berurah or from the Bir Halacha. And it's an interesting thing because as far as I'm aware of, the Aruch HaShulchan was Nifter in 1907, whereby the Chofetz Chaim from the Mishnah Berurah was Nifter in 1933. So he lived not much later, but quite a number of years later. I always had this interesting thought about it, that how the Aruch HaShulchan, apparently the Mishnah Berurah, as far as I'm aware of, Mishnah Berurah never ever quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. That I saw. excuse me, in all the Mishnah Berurah, whatever reason, Mishnah Berurah was not able to, Chofetz Chaim was not able to get, maybe wasn't aware of the Aruch HaShulchan, whatever the case is. But the Aruch HaShulchan apparently does quote the Mishnah Berurah here and there once in a while, not often, very, very rarely, but not often, and even the Bir Halacha. And this is one of the main places whereby, one of the famous places anyways, whereby he quotes the Bir Halacha, and he argues, he actually argues. He doesn't always argue with the Mishnah Berurah when he quotes him, but this one case he does argue, and he says that, Ve'ein lanu l'chadesh. So then he says, "Ve'reisi misha machmir." He says, "I saw," says the Aruch HaShulchan, "Ve'reisi misha machmir b'hoylech b'merutza," that there are those who, somebody who is machmir in reference to walking quickly, u'chasavim gedolim, and when the grass is tall, not to do with barefoot. Now it's just a question of that the Aruch HaShulchan says, "I saw somebody who's debir alach, which we saw inside, that's machmir by to walk quickly or to run on tall grass, not to do it." So, but the Aruch HaShulchan ends off. He says, he says we can't make new halachas. It came the Chazal Amru the Loihavi Psikresha. Since Chazal said it's not a psikresha, even by tall grass and walking even quickly on tall grass, in all instances, walking slowly, walking fast, tall grass, short grass, it's not a psikresha. That's what Chazal said. Vachush made Cain. Okay, he says you can even go check it out yourself. You walk fast on during the week and tall grass. You see, it won't be a psikresha. In other words, it's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen inevitably, whereby grass will be torn out, and it's no problem. So, but be it as it may, Bir Halacha stands on his ground, saying that it is a problem walking quickly or running on tall grass. Aruch HaShulchan stands on his ground, obviously, and says that it's no problem at all to walk on tall grass, even though you're walking quickly and you're walking or you're running. It's not a problem at all. Okay, so the bottom line is, the Sefer writes to Halachot, brings down the Machloikis, and he says, the bottom line is, Vafilu bein basav maruchin, he says like this, right, even tall grass is mutter. Okay, then he says the Yitzhak Halachot, in our Simin Shin Lamed Vav, summing it all up, V'yesh machmirim shalai laretz bein asavim gedolim, there are those who are machmir, which we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, who are machmir not to run, bein basavim gedolim, amongst, you know, tall grass. Now, don't walk quickly on tall grass, v'chein yesh li don't run and don't walk quickly on tall grass, even walking with shoes. He says it's going to get torn out automatically, and you can't do that. Then we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings Aruch HaShulchan, that he says it's no problem at all to walk quickly on such grass. And okay, so the bottom line is, and sums up the Sefer Yisrael Halach, is that he brings, besides Aruch HaShulchan, he also brings a Vagamba Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai because of the Nira Iker Lahalacha Lahakal. That the Halacha would be to be Makel, but he does say the Sefer Yisrael Halacha, summing it up, V'ulai Tali B'Metziah Sewinyan. The bottom line is, if somebody sees when they're walking on tall grass and they have maybe their shoes and maybe a little bit shorter, or they're walking, the taka see that as they're walking, it's constantly getting torn up, so then one should taka be careful, right? So not to walk too quickly, to walk regular, that we said even according to Mishnah Berurah is no problem, but walking quickly, if the taka see, he says, V'ulai tolibim see yisawinyin, the chol shiadei b'vadai shiyitl ishu asovim, v'shar tzemachim is also the psikresha, because in other words, if somebody sees, well, I'm walking, in other words, the grass is tallish, good, but if I see a very tall grass and I see if I walk in that type of grass, it'll taka be a problem whereby as I'm walking, it's constantly getting torn out. So then one should be careful not to walk quickly and just to walk regular, slowly or regular like this. It shouldn't be a psikresha. It shouldn't be automatically, inevitably tearing out grass like we saw in the Bir Halacha. And a person should judge themselves because the bottom line is the Aruch HaShulchan said you can't make up new chidushim. And so the Bir Halacha is not making up a new chidush. The Bir Halacha was just saying the metzias is. In other words, this is a fact of life, when I go quickly, when I run in tall grass, a fact of life is that I tear out grass. It's not a question of making a gezeira. It's a fact of life. Aruch HaShulchan said, no, Chazal told us it's no problem. So the Sefer Yitzvah Lachas is summing it up and saying, a person should see themselves, you know, depending on how long the grass is, depending on how quickly they're going, and depending if it's taka going to be tearing up, you know, a piece of grass as they're going, constantly tearing grass, so then it would taka be a psik resh, it would be a problem to do. All right, we'll end off with that. Just real quickly to sum it up, the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down in like mamish two lines. It's very hard to be machria, you know, exactly which way. You're talking about Aruch Shulchan and on one side and the Berlach and the other side, two giants of the world. So the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down in 286. Bottom line is some place can prohibit running or walking quickly through tall grass. Again, nothing to do with barefoot. Some place can prohibit running or walking quickly through tall grass because it is inevitable that some grass will be torn out or ripped out while running. So again, like we saw in the Sefer Yitzvah Halachos, one should be careful and size up the situation, as they say, on their own. He brings, okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, a kol tov.